8 minutes after 4 Central African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning, Yawmul Khamis. Yes, it is the 22nd of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, our wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, senior, respected, honorable, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, it's a beautiful Thursday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 101, 102, and 103. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us regarding the day of justice, the day of reckoning. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, and when suddenly it is blown into the trumpet. Israfil alayhi salatu salam has already taken the trumpet and is just waiting for the command of Almighty Allah, and then it will be blown into the trumpet, and that will usher in the day of justice, the day of judgment. فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذِيُ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Then on that day nobody will ask about family ties, and nobody will be asking about one another. How's my brother? How's my sister? My wife? My parents? My children? The lady will not ask where's her husband. Harun Rashid, who was one of the great rulers of the Abbasid dynasty, he would be telling the people, wherever it rains, it's still under our Abbasid dynasty. So proud they were sometimes that they would make these kind of statements. So one day he goes to Dana-e Bahalul. Bahalul is the Waliullah, the special friend of Almighty Allah, buried in Iraq. With Allah Ta'ala's help and mercy, we went to his grave Mubarak also. So he meets, Harun Rashid meets him, and he tells him, what will happen on the day of Qiyamah? Give me some advice on the day of justice. He tells him, oh Harun, that day all this wealth you have amassed and accumulated, ma aghna anni maliya, no one's wealth will come in handy for him. All this power and kingdom and sovereignty you feel you have, halaka anni sultaniya, so that will be destroyed, everything will perish. Now Harun Rashid is getting worried. He says, but I am related to the master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he, Dana Bahlul, recites this verse, فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذِيُ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Your family ties will not come in handy that day. It is your iman, your Islam, your faith, your conviction, and your righteous deeds, and above all, the mercy of Almighty Allah. This is the law. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And whosoever his scales are heavy, meaning that person has faith, iman, Islam, righteous deeds, so his scales will become heavy with the mercy and grace of Allah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are the people who will be successful. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the mainstream Muslims throughout the world, believe when a person enters Jannah and Paradise, it is fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah ta'ala, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, and our actions, our deeds are sabab zahiri, the superficial means. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. And whosoever scales become light, meaning he or she does not have iman and Islam, they are sane and mature, but they believe in this ism and that ism and so forth, all the isms besides Islam. Then فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those are the people. They have sold their souls. They have lost their souls. And they are the losers. So what will happen to them? خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. That they have lost their souls. And they have went the wrong way. They did not choose the path of Rahman, of Almighty Allah. They chose the path of Shaitan and Satan and Lucifer. Then what happens to them? Fi jahannam khalidun. They will dwell and stay in Jahannam, in the hellfire, forever and ever. Allah forbid, Allah protect us. Eternal doom and eternal gloom. Let us take you around the world, and then we come to South Africa and see what's happening. Number one. Imran Khan released a statement yesterday, the leader there in Pakistan, the former Prime Minister, that my life is still in danger and these people want to assassinate me. Look at the shame and disgrace of the current Pakistan government, that they are the ones who are allowing now Joyland, the film, to play in Pakistan. This is a male who is a lover of her lady, so-called lady, who is transgender. Born female, and her name was Eve, now she became Steve. And remember this, so this is how you must remember, they promote homosexuality. But because they are at the mercy of the West, remember that, they bribe them up. So now they got no option, and already they're lining up the Oscar prizes and all that. You will hear a lot more about this movie and film called Joyland. What a disgrace. Peep, Islamic law is this, that those people who promoted it, advocated it, remember, they murtad out of the fall of Islam. This is happening in a so-called Muslim country, Islamic country. That is where we stand nowadays. Then you see America, then now this guy's party, Trump's party, and them, now they won the House of Representatives. The Senate is there by Biden, and he is in the White House. So again, America polarized and totally disunited, fragmented. So the next 2 years, they will be fighting all the time. And that is how you will find very soon in our lifetime, inshallah, it will become the disunited states of America. Look at the disgrace of UAE. That Dubai and Abu Dhabi and these places, they invited Bibi Netanyahu, please come and visit us. These are the bootlickers. These are the traitors of Islam to Islam. These are the murtads and the enemies of Islam, the apostates. Let me tell you about your jutlas, all your jutlas. This is mentioned in your newspaper, Haaretz. In less than 48 hours, meaning in less than 48 hours that just passed, the settlers carried out 20 attacks against the Palestinians. Now you tell me, are these people human beings? We say clearly, loudly, boldly that they are haramis. And one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. Gideon Levy writes that these settlers are subhuman. We can't even call them human beings in the true sense of the word. They are masters in stealing land, occupying land, stealing the gardens, destroying the mosque of the Palestinians and the Muslims. So that is what they want. Haaretz carries an article, thanks to Putin, now the international community is focusing on the occupation of Israel. You needed to add one word there, Haaretz, you're the illegal occupation. Occupation of somebody else's land is terrorism. Therefore, we say Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, and therefore the only solution will be, as Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi said, Rahimahullah, La bil qalam wa la bil kalam, no sense writing and speaking, it will only be with jihad. Now Richie Rich is in big problems. You see, Richie Rich came with his garam masala policy that I am an Indian and I know how to solve the economy. But now we find in UK the inflation rate is the worst in the past 41 years. How are you going to solve it, Richie Rich? They're facing big problems. Again, I told you, the Shias are non-Muslims. There's Iranians and so forth, majority of them who stay there. We got nothing to do with them. But when they attack the enemy, we support them. So Iran has attacked a billionaire, Israeli billionaire. So his ship is going, where the tanker is going in the Gulf of Oman, and the Iranians, they're very sharp, you know. They got the kamikaze drones, they got excellent boats and submarines. So they attack this tanker in the Gulf of Oman. Well done, Iran. You need to do more of that. The Jutla's apartheid terrorist Nazi regime has placed more robotic guns there in the West Bank. So anytime any Palestinian, they will just say he's a terrorist, they can shoot him. So this is the so-called justice of the rogue apartheid regime of Israel. Xi Jinping, so that's the leader of China. So he roasted Trudeau. So you must remember, it's a heavyweight with a lightweight. So they met there on the sidelines. I like that word they use, you know, on the sidelines they met in the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. So Xi Jinping, he roasted Trudeau of America and told him through the interpreter, we had a meeting, we discussed certain classified sensitive issues, you go and leak everything to the press and media. Don't you know you're not supposed to do that? He really roasted him and toasted him. So that is well done, Xi Jinping. And thereafter, there's a big thing going on in the World Cup. You see, Qatar, 100%, World Cup is all haram. Islamically, it got no justification. But Qatar and all the Arab countries are guilty of abusing and of oppressing migrant labor. They get people from Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and treat them like second class, third class, fourth class citizens and really oppress them. Saudi Arabia also, same thing. So you must remember, all these Arab countries are like that. The rich ones I'm speaking about. So you must remember that now people are exposing them. So yesterday or Tuesday, there the Denmark media, they were there in the center of, you know, Doha and giving an interview to their people, what's happening. Yeah, the security of Qatar comes and tell them you can't do that. So these people say, this is our accreditation, this is a public place, what's wrong with you? That idiot of the Qatar government and so forth, the security, he says, no, we will take your camera, confiscate it, break it. He said, take it. This is in full view of the whole world. Then Qatari authority had to apologize to Denmark. What fools and idiots you make yourself. They thought they're going to host the World Cup and they'll get honor. But the more they're speaking, the other you come into World Cup, the more disgrace they're getting. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Whoever Allah Ta'ala wants, he gives them honor. Whosoever Allah Ta'ala wants, he disgraces them. And last one. Now Ukraine, Zelensky is making a big noise that the missile came from Russia and the two people of Poland died. But NATO says, and Americans also are saying, that this missile came from Ukraine and it shot these two Polish people by mistake. So imagine that how humiliated the Ukraine leader is. And Russia is smiling because now they managed to break that so-called unity of these people. Yeah. So well done, Russia. Well done, Putin. Putin, the haram Swami, you put them in the right place. You carry on with that barrage of your messiahs and you finish them up. You can't beat them, they say. So you just target their infrastructure and let them get roasted, toasted also. So they must know, all these Americans, all these European countries, what they did to my brothers, my sisters, my children in Palestine, what they did to our children, our men and women. They in Iraq and America invaded 50 countries after World War II. So now you also need to taste what really is happening. You wanted war, so Putin say, I'm ready. Come, we show you something. Therefore, we support him, the harami Putin. Come, Russians, who's asking questions today?
Ustad, I've got brother Danny. He says, morning to you and to the team of Ansar. So why is the world so afraid to act against Putin? He's going to push us into World War III before you know it. Danny, Ustad.
Danny, why are you so worried? South Africa, nobody's interested. You must remember that we can't even supply electricity to us, to our people. We can't even supply water properly. And you know all the money lying there, illegal money, pala pala, and under the matras. In Afrikaans, you say matras. Under the mattress. Who's going to come here, my brother? They're not interested in Africa. Africa is a third world, fourth world, fifth world country. They consider, as you remember, as non-entities, waste of time, the bowling bag countries. You must remember the beggars are coming to our their bowl, begging bowl. Say, no World War III and all that. That is the drama of the media. Why they fear Russia? Russia has got the greatest amount of nuclear. Why they fear Russia? Russia submarines and so forth, remember, are the most efficient and effective. Why they fear Russia? Russia got enough personnel. He can just call the Mujahideen and the people from Afghanistan, all of you take money and start fighting. So they will be ready and they are going there. And he got the Chechens there, the Muslims, they are with him, with Russia all the way. So he knows he's sitting pretty. He just has to carry on for 1 year. February 24th, Denny, write that date down. 24th February, the war, the invasion started. Imran Khan was there with Putin. And then he must carry on till the end of February, March, next year, 2023. All these countries will be sorted out. Remember, whole Europe and America, Israel, all of them, they won't have much power left after Putin deals with them.
I see Jeremy says that, so AK is Putin mental. Jeremy, Ustad.
He's 100% more mental than your BB, the harami, the war criminal. He's more mental than your Bennett, the harami, the war criminal. He's more mental than your Lapid and all your Jutla leaders. So therefore, Israel fears. If we're going to give material support and arms, ammunition to Ukraine, then Putin will come to us. And that will be the end. Your end is very near. The international community is focusing. If Russia is a war criminal, we must charge them for war crimes. Then remember, just apply the law of analogy. And what about Israel? There's a war criminal for past 70 plus years. Every crime Russia committed, you must multiply it times 70 with the Israelis. So that is the true reality. If you are not studying with a jaundiced eye, you study with the eye of justice. And if you want peace, then the precursor for peace is justice. No justice, no peace.
Subhanallah. I see there's a listener wants to know, Ustad, that how many battles did our beloved Nabi Karim Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took part, Ustad?
It's compulsory upon every Muslim that they should be studying the Siratul Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life history of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How will you follow the Master alayhi salatu wasalam if you don't read and you don't study and so forth? So remember that we all must make a concerted effort. If you are asking how many ghazawat, ghazawat means how many battles he, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, participated in, it was 27 battles, Badr and Uhud and Khandaq and Khaybar and Tabuk, like that. If you are asking Saraya, Saraya means how many times he, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, dispatched the regiments, the army, you go here, you go there. But he, the master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did not participate, is 50. So those people who are bootlickers, those people who are apologetic and so forth, say, no, we mustn't speak about jihad and mustn't speak about war and so forth. That we might just speak about peace and war. So it shows your foolishness of your argument. He, Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was, is, will always be Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the mercy to the entire universe. And yet he, the master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, participated in 27 ghazawat and battles himself, and sent out and dispatched 50 military campaigns and armies. So therefore, brother, you better go and read more and more about Siratul Nabi. So many books are written. Easy book for you nowadays in Arabic, Urdu, English, Ar-Rahikul Makhtum, The Sealed Nectar. Go read that. Excellent book. Like that, Siratul Mustafa of Hazrat Mohan Idris Khandelvi Rahimahullah. That's in Urdu and English. Wonderful book. So many, many books are written on this topic.
I've got a sister, Olivia Ustad, the sister that asked about the Adhan. She says that, but AK, the Adhan from the mosques, is it a recording you people play controlled by a timer? Because your evening and early mornings one keeps changing time every few days, Olivia Ustad.
My sister Olivia, let's give you the history, geography of Adhan. Adhan is the call to prayer that you are hearing there in Durban, Morningside, Umslanga, wherever you are in the world. Whilst the Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Mecca, then there was no Adhan. And when they moved to Medina Munawwara, they migrated there. Then a mashura, a meeting, consultation was held, but no conclusion was agreed upon. There was one companion, one student of the Master Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah bin Zaid bin Abdi Rabbihi radiyallahu an. You students write down. Lahu hadithun wahid. He only reports one hadith, narrates one saying of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What's his name? Abdullah bin Zaid bin Abdi Rabbi. He came to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I saw a dream. The angel is telling me, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, till the end. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam agreed and confirmed it and said, yes, it is the truth, because he, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, received wahi. Now listen, my sister Olivia, this is Islam. The first muazzin, the first caller to the prayer, was an African, dark in complexion, sheepish hair, Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. So he has the honor, and he became the Minister of Finance. And the second one was Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, the blind companion. Look at the power and the mercy of Allah, Qudrat ka Karishma. Both of them rendering Adhan there in Medina Munawwara, in the mosque of the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Masjid Nabawi. My sister Olivia, when the time comes to pass away, they passed away in Syria, in Damascus, and the graveyard is Babu Sagir. I went there 2-3 times with the help and mercy of Allah to go and pray and so forth. So that is the history. So when a person is a caller to prayer, every adhan, every prayer he goes, it's live. It's not a recording, my sister. Yes, on the radio, what my brother Junaid Khan plays, that's a recording. But from the mosque, wherever you are in South Africa, Africa, it is live, my sister. And that muazzin considers it an honor. You know why? Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Al-muazzinuna atwalun nasi a'anaqan yawm al-qiyamah. These callers towards prayer, they will have the longest neck on the day of reckoning, the day of justice. It doesn't mean they'll be looking like a giraffe. It means they will walk with honor and dignity. When I was a very, very young boy, 60 years ago. So I grew up in an African township location. So we had our shop, our house. So I remember that dad used to shout, "Gena mama, gena gari, gena mama, come in the shop, come in the shop." So these muazzin, they are saying, "Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Come, come to the mosque, you the man, come read your salat, come pray here, come towards success." So that is why their rank status is so elevated, my sister. You keep on listening to the adhan, and when you hear the call to prayer, you're going to do me this favor, right, Sister Olivia? Say yes or no. So I'm asking you that, just a gentle request. Then you raise your hands in line with your bosom and your body, your chest, and say, "Oh beloved Allah, oh Supreme Being, you guide me to the truth," and see what happens. Okay, sister? What you say, yes or no?
Definitely will do, sir.
That's what we want. That you must be there, and inshallah, we do some networking, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. There's a listener who started asking that, what is the exact fatwa, the ruling of somebody who swears Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and who insults Hazrat Umar and abuses Ustad?
Whenever you want to discuss an issue, so Quran Kareem teaches us, فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, when you have a dispute regarding any matter, فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, then refer that matter, that issue, to Almighty Allah and the Messenger Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, that when you believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us see what the Quran said regarding this. In kuntum tu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir, if you believe in Almighty Allah and the last day, so it means you have to believe in Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the last day, all the articles of faith. Surah 4, chapter number 4 and verse number 59. So that is the reference I gave you just now. Surah 4, verse 59. So when you have a dispute, refer it to Almighty Allah. The Quran Sharif, the Noble Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, the authentic ahadith and teaching, preaching of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is a sign, in kuntum tu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir, that you believe in Almighty Allah and the last day and all the articles of faith, chapter 4, verse 59. So let us see what Almighty Allah teaches us. Surah 9, chapter 9, verse 79. Write it down. Chapter 9, Surah Toba, verse 79. It is the month of Rajab, is the ninth year after the Hijrah, the migration. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an open announcement. Every male who is sane and mature, able, capable, must participate in this battle and campaign. 30,000 Sahaba companions, they assembled, and a logistical nightmare. Imagine how, more than 1,400 years ago. So remember that Mustadrak Hakim's hadith, it is midsummer, the dates were smiling in their faces. Leave your dates, leave your farm, everyone has to march and go. Now to Tabuk, by plane I went there 1.5 hours. So imagine that from Medina to go there in that 45-50 degrees heat. It took them 10 days, 9 days, 8 days, now depending how you want to count it. And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anh, he gave 1,000 gold coins. He gave 300 camels with the saddles. So the hypocrite said, "Murain, he's just showing off." The poor, poor Sahaba came, 0.5 kilo, 0.5 pound, 1 pound, 1 kilo dates, and so forth. So these people, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ, they mocked the Sahaba, they ridiculed them, they criticized them. So Allah Ta'ala says, say chapter 9, verse 79, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ, Allah will mock them and ridicule them. Walk, they'll think they're walking to Jannah and Paradise, and suddenly it will open and they will fall straight into Jahannam, the hellfire. Quran is saying, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, for them is a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. Chapter 9, verse 79. This is the consequence of insulting mocking, ridiculing the beloved students, companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, you must remember the hadith. Who is the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Rahmatul alameen. The mercy to Almighty, or the mercy which Almighty Allah sent, that to the entire universe. So designated, selected by Almighty Allah to be the mercy to the entire creation and universe. Chapter 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Open Tirmidhi. In days mentioned, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see people swearing my companions, any companion, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, anyone, radiyallahu anhu majma'in, فَقُولُ, then you must not say that Allah must guide them and that, no, this is rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, say la'anatullahi ala sharrikum, Allah's curse be upon you for the evil you are perpetrating and committing. Open Tirmidhi, you'll find. So today we come to the Shia. Not one person can reject this. I have 100 books of the Shias. And we will show you that written by Khomeini, written by Ayatullah Baqir Majlisi, and all of them, how they curse the Sahaba, the students of Nabi alayhi salatu salam and companions. So our duty is that we have to curse them according to the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam. And when people do this, according to Imma Arba'a, all four schools, such people are out of the fold of Islam. There's no dispute on this. The dispute will come when you're getting money from Iran. So, or you're getting married money and material support from the Shia supporters and votaries. Like how there is no argument that the Salafis today, they're silent regarding Murtad bin Shaitan. So, because they're drawing dollars from there. So, you get one crazy person, he says, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was a narcissist, Allah forbid. It's like telling that Sahaba were alcoholics, you know. And because, never mind, you said before Islam. So who gave you the right to insult them and so forth when Allah Ta'ala forgave them? When Allah Ta'ala said that they are Jannati? So to say and make these kind of statements, you can. We don't say you are, but you can go right out of the fold of Islam if you are not careful. So therefore, we got nothing to do with the Shias. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. And we must protect and promote the honor and dignity of every Sahabi and companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Ameen, ameen. So start saying that if my son is becoming a Hafiz, or my daughter becoming a Hafizah, what should I read, Ustad?
Very good. You asked the question today. Today is the 22nd of Rabi'ul Akhir. And today in Makkah and Medina, remember, is the 23rd. And they got Salatul Istisqa, 15-20 minutes after sunrise. They will have prayer for rain there, for those of you who want some information. So today in Makkah, and that will be Istisqa Salat. So nevertheless, the point here I want to make is this, that Thursday today and tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I'm learning but I'm forgetting, learning, forgetting. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ya Ali, we say radiallahu anhu warda, when it is the night of Jumu'ah, Thursday night after Maghrib, after Isha, any time, you perform and read four rakat salat. Surah Fatiha, then Surah Yasin. Second rakat, Surah Fatiha, then Surah Yasin is chapter 36. And thereafter, then you read Surah Fatiha and Surah Dukhan. This is the sequence, chapter 44. And then third rakat, you read Surah Fatiha, and then you read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. That is chapter number 32. And then in the last rakat, Surah Tabarak, Surah Mulk, chapter 67. And then you make dua. And then hadith in Tirmidhi, do so my son-in-law Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, thalathan aw khamsan aw sab'an. You do this for 3 consecutive weeks, or 5 weeks, or 7 weeks. He did it. And then he came to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the 1 month, 2 months, and said, "Fama nasitu ba'du," I don't forget now. So that's what you should do, O parents, O children, O students, tonight after Maghrib, after Isha. You don't know these surahs, chapters by heart. Look inside the Quran Sharif, out of Salat. Read it, Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Mulk, that is Tabarak Alladhi, and then read and perform 2 rakat Salat. Inshallah, Allah will bless you with a powerful retentive memory, inshallah.
I see Joshua says that, do you know that Saudi is having Black Friday? Ustad, Jonathan. So,
Saudi Arabia, the government are kuffar. The non-Muslim government. They and the Jutlas are the same. They and Iran are the same. So they are the puppets, you must remember, of America and Israel. As far as MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, go, so remember that he'll promote everything that is un-Islamic. Who brought about the bikini beaches there, remember, in Jeddah? Who built the cinema right there in Medina? Imagine the heart of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you brought. You insulting Nabi alayhi salam, Allah forbid, is 100% kufr and blasphemy. And he rejects the ahadith and many ahadith saying of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ وَفِي إِرْتِدَادِهِ فَوَ مُرْتَدٌ. Who got doubt regarding him being a non-Muslim, he himself is a non-Muslim. So remember, Jonathan, he promoted Jeremiah, Joshua, Jonathan, whoever, he promoted Halloween. Now he will promote Black Friday. When Christmas come, they will promote that. When New Year come, they will promote that. Because they're non-Muslim. An idiot, a fool will think they are Muslim because they're carrying out the agenda of America and carrying out the agenda of the Israelis. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, our holiest places, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, and Al-Majidul Aqsa. Gee, inshallah, today 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat, and then 11 to 12, inshallah, we will have Fiqh Mawzaid Khan and myself. We'll be discussing the penal code of Islam, and amongst the discussion will be the LGBT. What does Islam say for people who are gay and homosexual and so forth? And then 1 to 2, inshallah, Aziz, will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Any questions, sir?
Somebody says, why don't we arrange a demonstration in front of the Saudi embassy to express our disgust and what is going on the haram, Islam holy sites? I will join you, Ustad.
Remember, demonstrations, all that a waste of time. Today, Elon Musk has done a great favor. He's a South African, but he stays there in the States. So he opened Twitter up for us. So whatever information you got that's credible, put it on there and send it out. Millions of people will read it and so forth. You need, Saudis cannot stick criticism and humiliation. Allah has humiliated them. Jamal Khashoggi criticized them and they sacrificed him, made qurbani of him. You know that. That is what you need to do. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.